to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. Welcome back to the podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the first steps that I take when considering planning a sailing vacation and how I can modify that for a shorter duration if that's all we have time for. So nowadays, it's getting more and more difficult for us to find time as a family on the calendar with our busy schedules. Two older boys are in college. Our youngest son has basketball camps and things that fill up his summer. And so it's hard to get our schedules to align for a vacation. And when they do, I typically look at a sailing vacation first. If we don't have a full week, then there's a couple things that I have to do. Well, first of all, if we do have a full week, then I typically default to looking at the moorings and seeing what boats we have access to for the time that we have available. I typically start with the British Virgin Islands and then look at other bases, depending on airfare rates and how convenient it is to get to those locations. If we don't have a full week, then what I might do is look outside of the moorings to other charter bases. Waypoints, for instance, has bases in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Annapolis, Maryland, that are easily accessible domestically and may be suited better for a shorter trip where we may not have the time to travel to have a travel day on each end of the sailing vacation. So in August, we have time that kind of our schedules align. So, but it's not a full week. It's only like 4 or 5 days. So I was looking at destinations domestically where we might get a sailing trip in, and Key West came to mind. And so I looked, and sure enough, Moorings has a partner base in Key West that you can book your charter through, even though they aren't technically a Moorings base or Moorings boats, but I can book through the same process I normally would if it was going to be on a Moorings charter, which is nice. And then the next thing I do, once I kind of find a base that I want to try to book through, if they have boats available, is kind of look at a rough itinerary, especially if this is somewhere that I haven't sailed before. I want to see kind of what the suggested spots are to hit. Most charter bases will have a 5 or 7 day suggested itinerary. And then based on the cruising grounds, you can kind of modify that to fit your actual schedule. To do that, the next thing I'll do is pull up my nautical charts. I either use Navionics or Savvy Navi to accomplish this. So then what I'll do is I'll take the suggested itinerary and look at that on a chart to see what that looks like. Are the sailing days long? Are there short hops that we can stop at to break up a sailing day? Will we be anchoring? Will we be mooring? All these things kind of play into to whether or not we can actually make this trip work, especially if it's shortened. Because if there's a 5-day itinerary and we only have 4 days, then I have to cut a day out or a stop out. And in Key West, for instance, a couple of the days were kind of day trips out to a destination or a location, like a snorkeling on a reef, and then kind of back to the same kind of home anchorage that's away from Key West. Something like that may work. You just cut out one of your kind of destinations or one of your locations that you want to visit on the trip, and you've kind of taken back that day. So a 5-day itinerary can easily be made into a 4-day just by picking something that you want to skip and then sail back to Key West to end the trip. So I think something like that's feasible in the BVI. Although you've got your travel days on each end, you could shorten a 7-day itinerary even into a 5-day. It may be tough. I've done it into a 6-day itinerary before, which is not that bad. But like in the BVI, you sail in a circle. And so you might have longer sails on any given day, but you can still maintain that overall route and get back around to the base in a shorter time frame. So it's possible. So these are the kind of things that I look at. First of all, you know, do we have time to make a trip? Are boats available? Are flights reasonable? And can the itinerary be modified to fit our actual schedule? be sure to stick around for future episodes and see if we can actually get one of these sailing trips planned, these shorter trips, or if we decide to do something different altogether, because it doesn't always work out. Sometimes it's more trouble than it's worth to try to get a sailing trip in, although it is my favorite type of vacation, so if I can make it work, I'm going to give it a shot. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.